From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Last weekend marked an embarrassing milestone for the Parliament of Afghanistan. It's been 1 year since Afghans braved the threat of insurgent violence to go to the polls and pick a new legislature. But ever since, a dispute over election results has smoldered between President Hamid Karzai and lawmakers. As Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul, the resulting gridlock has prevented the new parliament from passing a single notable law confirming any of the president's ministers or giving any oversight to the president and his cabinet.
Just outside the security gates at Afghanistan's parliament in West Kabul, there is some old-fashioned representative democracy going on. A small group of constituents are crowding around Ramazan Bashardost, an MP from Kabul. Bashardost is a rarity in Afghanistan with a reputation for direct contact with the public. For years, he pitched a tent across the highway from Parliament and accepted all comers to hear their woes. He writes down names and he says he'll look into specific problems. But Bashardost is candid about the record of Parliament, the Wolesi Jirga, at getting anything done.
The only thing that the Afghan Wolesi Jirga in 1 year did, it was their salary. They asked to add 31,000 Afghani more their salary.
To be fair, it was difficult for Parliament to make significant decisions, since the exact results of the election are even now a matter of controversy. It began with an election day where many polling stations were closed by threats of insurgent violence. After authorities spent months tabulating and disqualifying irregular ballots, the results did not favor President Hamid Karzai's Pashtun ethnic group. Critics say that's why Karzai set up a special tribunal to re-examine the election. Parliament bristled at what it saw as an overreach by the executive. Since then, lawmakers have been too preoccupied with whether they might lose their seats to make any laws. Most days, a number of MPs show up at work, passing through metal detectors and checking their handguns in lockers before entering the small courtyard between the higher and lower houses of Parliament. The politicians mingling on the commons are mostly divided into two factions over the ongoing election dispute. While President Karzai's special tribunal had originally ruled that 62 MPs should be replaced, that number has now been argued down to just 9. A group of 70 parliamentarians calling themselves the Rule of Law Coalition says changing even those 9 seats is illegal. Another group, called the Reformers, says it's not worth holding up the legislature over just 9 seats. But both groups agree their record so far this year is abysmal.
It's gotten to a point where the government calls the parliament illegitimate and the parliament calls the executive branch illegitimate. It's a deadlock.
Nader Khan Khatawazai, who wears an enormous green silk turban, typical of his Pashtun province, says Parliament has disappointed the public.
Yes, it's been 1 year, and unfortunately there's nothing I can tell you about the Parliament's achievement. We haven't really done anything.
Khatawazai says Afghanistan hardly has the time to waste, with many pressing matters that Parliament should be taking up. While Western diplomats and the United Nations have put pressure on President Karzai to accept the parliament and get on with business, Asadullah Sayadati, an MP from central Dikundu province, says the international community should be doing more to confront what has become a government with only one branch.
So it kind of raises a question for me personally. What are you doing in Afghanistan? If you're not supporting democracy, if you're not supporting democratic institutions of the country, then why are you here?
Sayadati hastens to add that he doesn't want the international forces to leave, at least not until Afghanistan's democracy looks a little more stable. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.